Welcome to another edition of Community Tides. This is Chris Bricker. On alternate Fridays during the noon hour, I join my co-host, Siobhan Canty, President and CEO of Jefferson Community Foundation. We explore new developments and new paradigms as our community emerges from a couple of years packed with difficult challenges and creative adaptations. Joining us today is Sheila Long from the Quimper Grange. And I have to tell you that in my days of traveling around all over the U.S., I'd always see a Grange Hall and I would wonder what that's all about and what it's doing. We're going to find out. Quimper Grange is this quaint, not so quaint anymore, little Grange Hall that's tucked away in part of Port Townsend. And we're going to have you tell us a little bit more about it.
Sheila, this is Siobhan. I just want to thank you for joining us on this beautiful rainy day. And I'm sure as an agricultural organization, you all are happy to see the rain as well.
Absolutely.
I thought maybe you could start out by just telling our listeners a little bit about the big picture of Grange Halls in the United States, like what the mission is and the history is.
Sure. So they were started in 1868 as a farmers' collective set up as a fraternal organization. And there's kind of two main branches about granges. One is social. So lots of times you've probably heard about people having square dances and quilting bees and farmers' gatherings. Because people were so spread out, this was their community center, their heart. The other part is political action. They were instrumental in setting up or getting parcel post and welfare delivery started because farmers had to go travel really far to get their mail, and they had it set up so that the mail would actually be delivered. They were a suffrage supporter back in the day. They've been around a long time.
And are there many granges across the United States? What kind of network are we talking about here?
I don't know the total number of granges, but they are pretty much over most of the country.
Would you call it the Grange movement, or what would you call it? I know nationally there's sort of like a network of affiliates that meet periodically.
It's the national overarching Grange group, and then each state has its own headquarters, and then they funnel information down to all the individual Granges.
Looking at the history of the Quimper Grange, for example, when did it begin, and what kinds of things happened then, and what kinds of things are happening now?
We started setting up in 1919 and got our charter in 1920. Our very first Grange Master was Jacob Miller, guess that Jacob Miller, and the first meetings were held in his chicken coop.
In his chicken coop?
And, yeah, his chicken coop.
It sounds like our station here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in 1958, someone had purchased one of the WAC barracks from the fort when they weren't needed anymore. And they cut it in half, used half for their home, and donated the other half to the Grange. And that's the building we're in.
It's a fantastic building. The Jefferson Community Foundation just had our annual retreat there last week. And it was just a wonderful, warm community space to spend the day in. And the building is incredible now. I know you all have made a bunch of improvements recently. What a labor of love that is. Tell us a little bit about those activities.
Since about 2017, 2018, we've remodeled the bathrooms, the kitchen, the electrical, the plumbing. Just in the last few years, we got grants from like Jefferson Community Foundation to put in the ventilation system. So we have three MERV 13 filters going, so it's rated at 100 people. So it's very clean air. We've put in new floors with the help of a grant from Jefferson Cares. And we've repainted everything inside. We repainted outside. We have a brand new set of stairs and ramp. And we had a lot of help from the Boeing Bluebells to build that. So we reached out to the community, and they've been reaching back, and it's been a great collaboration.
I wanted to just share, too, for folks who might be thinking about using the Grange Hall as a community gathering space, your technology is fantastic. Like, your Wi-Fi works beautifully.
We added Wi-Fi just a few years ago.
Yeah, it's great. So, and that's a rare thing around here, so folks should know about that.
Yeah, we have that giant pull-down screen so you can project.
Yeah, it's more than just a creaky old building now, isn't it? And I'm very curious to know. I mean, of course, in its rural nature, when those structures were married together and all of that happened, and then it was still a meeting place for people that were pretty spread out. Is that true?
Yes. There's still some farming activity in the area, but it's more focused on local people trying to make community connections. One of the big things we also do is we have the food bank food garden, and we've been averaging about 3,000 pounds a year that we deliver fresh organic food to our food bank.
That's incredible.
And so you have a membership now. What would you say your membership is at right now? And what would you be looking for? You have 36 so far?
We would love to have more people that would like to be active. There's just a few of us doing way too many jobs. So we would love to find a new bookkeeper, have people come in. And also, if you join the Grange and there's something you're passionate about, if we pass it as a yes, we agree with that, you can hold those events at the Grange.
Speaking of those events, I know there's a lot of string band going on and contra dancing, and tell us some of that. You have a beautiful dance floor out there.
Oh, absolutely. Before COVID, we had 5 dances a week, plus other people rent every week, 2 times a week or 3 times a week for dance classes. Right now, somebody rents out the hall 2 times a week, and we haven't gone back to contra dances yet because of COVID, because when you're in a contra dance line, you're dancing with everybody and constantly changing partners, and we feel that people aren't quite ready for that. However, we are doing folk dancing, and we hope to be adding in other dances, couple dancing, because you get to choose who you're dancing with. We have some concerts coming up. One is next month, and KPTZ is going to be co-presenting that. Last night we had one of our members is a professor of pyrotechnics in film, so she did a really amazing showing. And in 2 weeks from, 2 Thursdays from now, she's going to be doing another one with the topic of romance and comedy. And I learned a lot, and it was really fun. So I hope people want to come out for that.
Well, people are going to want to know where to go in order to find out what's going on out there. How do they do that?
We have a website, www.quimpergrange.com. You can also, at that point, sign up. We send out a monthly newsletter saying everything that's coming up. If you go to our main page, it shows our monthly newsletter. And there's also a tab where you can see our calendar and also one that says Grange Events. So you can see everything that we are sponsoring. Modernized our website, so it's hopefully pretty easy to use.
I can attest that it is, actually, having used it recently. I wanted to go back to this idea of advocacy. In my research of Grange, I was really amazed that that was such a forward part of the mission of Grange. And I'm just curious, you gave us a couple of examples earlier. Are you all doing advocacy locally or regionally at this point? Or is Chimicum Grange? Or I'm just curious what that looks like these days.
More of at a state level. Every year we hold a big convention and decide what platforms that we really feel strongly about. And most of them are geared towards agriculture. But a lot of it is for that general social betterment. And a couple of years ago, it was here in Port Townsend that was really amazing to help host that. Like 100 or so people get together and hash out what do we think is important.
And what are some of the examples of the things that you all have decided on before in terms of importance?
Lots of times it's been in terms of getting farm relief. I've heard that it's just going through right now, which is a wonderful thing for farmers. Tax relief, it's been a couple of years and my brain is fried. So.
Well, what I really want folks to know is that Grange is a wonderful gathering space for community, but it's also a really important part of our democracy. So if folks want to get involved in knowing what's going on, particularly around agriculture or community betterment at the grassroots level, at least you all can be a source of information and connection, I think, in that regard.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to know more about our history, Marla Streeter made an amazing set of links. It's in our history tab. And you can go back and look at all sorts of things. It's like, I don't know, 15 links, information of what we've done over the years.
Refresh my memory. Granges that exist on the peninsula, how many would there be?
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think there's 6 or 7, and they also have like the Pomonas, which are kind of like the Women's League. And I'm not sure how many of those. I think there's 3 here. Off and on, we have done some things with Chimicum, but mostly we've been interacting with the Granges in general, we've been getting together every summer and having a big dessert auction and then splitting up all the funds to help all the Granges. And that's been really nice to just get to know everybody else involved in the Grange and the peninsula.
Whenever I drive by there, it seems like a happy place. And I always think about that Pete Seeger song, and he tells a story, and it starts out, and you know, way down south in Yankety Yank, the bullfrog jumped from bank to bank
from
just
bank
because
to bank.
He had nothing better for to do. Yep, that dump, yep. He fell in the water, and up, dump, dump, and did what he oughter. And da 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 da. But anyway, the story ends with everybody coming to the party. And all the animals decide they're going to come in from the pasture, and all the ducks decide mm-hmm. they're coming in, and everybody's coming in, and everybody's dancing, and the string band's playing, and it's just bulging at the seams, and the cows are sticking out the windows and all the rest of that. And it's just sort of this image I have of the Grange as a happy place.
Yeah, we do rentals, and you can always look on the calendar to see what times are open. We've tried to keep our prices very reasonable. And we have parties and dances and weddings and all sorts of occasions happen there. Also, people have rented it for workshops and retreats. Yeah, we try and make it a happy, welcoming, good place.
Sheila, how does the Grange run? I mean, you must need funding to run, and I know I'd like to hear a little bit more about membership, if that's a paid membership or if you run primarily from donations. How the community can support the Grange.
The membership money actually goes to the state, and they help cover like our taxes and things like that. Really, how we make our money is from donations and from rentals and from the events that we put on. We usually have a door fee, and that just goes to keep the Grange running. It takes about $40 a day to keep our Grange going.
That's a deal.
That's a bargain.
But we have to make it. We don't always have things rented every day. So,
what's down the road, Sheila? In your wildest dreams, what would you like to see happen with the Grange?
Oh, I'm looking forward to having a lot more dances.
That's what the world really needs right now.
Long term, it'd be nice to have more people involved so there's less work for everybody. Everything needs to be mowed, weeds pulled, ongoing maintenance. So we've pretty much redone everything, so it's not too bad there. Have people come together and enjoy each other. We have a lot of fun at our meetings.
There are a number of organizations in our community who really shined through the pandemic, who took advantage of the opportunity of slowing down for a moment and really creating more community and more community spaces. And I just want to thank you and all the members of the Grange for making that happen in that beautiful old building. And I look forward to holding a lot more meetings and attending a lot more dances in the future.
Be great. I'd love that too.
So one more time, Sheila, how do people get in touch with you?
You can go to quimpergrange.com, and you can also send emails to quimpergrange@gmail.com.
You got about 30 seconds or so for a parting thought. What comes right off the top of your head?
Everybody be peaceful and joyous and get together and make those community connections. That's really important.
Sheila Long with the Quimper Grange, thank you so much for joining us today on Community Tides.
You are so welcome. Thank you for asking me.
Enjoy the rain.
Absolutely.
Well, we want to let you know that our theme music is As If We Didn't Know by Philip Ahlberg on an album called Upright. Thanks for joining us this week on Community Tides.
Thank you, Chris. Have a good week.
Bye-bye.